you got the play to get Richard wide open for the three there in the corner down three. I just think that was going down.
Well, huge play. That shot was to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are down 20, you have the opportunity to tie the game. It's a great moment. The shot didn't go in. We made a mistake defensively. They went to five with a minute to go. We lost a great opportunity. But you know what I'm going to say. We should have never been in that situation going down 20, just one quarter. We really struggled. Couldn't make a shot. And we couldn't play any defense. Transition, pick and roll, post ups, they beat us in every possible way. So we got to work on basically everything.
Is there ever really an explanation for why quarters like that happen?
I guess we didn't come from halftime from the locker room prepared. Took some bad decisions, and they made every shot. It was kind of an awful night too, shooting-wise. We took so many open shots, and it seemed that none of them was going in. And the fact that we didn't play good defense really. It's really hard.
What did you think of the unit that you guys stuck with in the fourth quarter?
Well, I think we made a great effort. Against a team like them, it's not easy to make a comeback. Like for 20, I think it was 20. 18. Well, 18.
18.
And we had the shot to tie it. So we moved the ball well. We attacked. And defensively, we were way more aggressive than before. So I'm proud of what we accomplished. But it's not enough.
Even without your two of your best guys on the floor.
Well, sometimes it's going to happen. In 82 games, sometimes you're going to have a night off and you're not, you know, the second unit counts and plays better and probably going to just stick with it. What made it tough is that it were, you know, two. It was, you know, both Tim and Tony, and usually we need two of us to be more in the court and play better.
Last year when you guys started slow, a lot of it was because you had seven new players or something like that. New Orleans has eight or nine, and they're 3-0. Is that surprising to you?
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, the surprising thing is that they came here, they played yesterday, and they beat us. There's always a team that starts a good winning streak, and they do good. We just can't allow ourselves to play a game like this. We've been talking so long about having a good start, not giving away games that should win, and you know, we did it again.
Thank you.